Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner hit the lights, and now they're back on. All right, as everybody at home knows, we don't introduce our guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Madison. I'm a head leader with Santa's Anonymous this year.
Okay. And what grade are you in?
Grade 12.
Grade 12. Everybody's in grade 12 today. Okay. So how long have you been participating in Santa's Anonymous?
3 years fully, like back to back, but I've been doing anything I could through my whole high school career.
Okay. Cool. Now, before we started, we raided your snack area in the other Santa's room. Thank you very much for the snacks. They're delicious. What's your favorite type of snack?
Ooh.
I know. See the pause?
Yeah.
There's gravity behind that question.
It's like asking your favorite song.
That's yeah. Right. Where do you start?
It's
so hard not to eat these on camera, but...
Do it, I am.
Yep. Yeah, thanks. You almost tricked me.
At the moment, what's in our pantry is smart food popcorn, so the white cheddar kind. So
I'd say that. Have you had the jalapeno cheddar?
No.
Oh, jalapeno cheddar is amazing.
I can't, may or may not be able to handle the spice.
It's yeah. Not that spicy.
Yeah.
No, it tastes like jalapenos taste, but it's not spicy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I tried a jalapeno chip a few days ago. It was hot.
Ghost pepper.
Yeah, ghost pepper chip.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no. It was not. So you're not a spicy lover?
I mean, to a certain extent.
Okay.
Not all the way, no.
That's right. So, okay. So if you're going for, like, food at a restaurant, what kind of, restaurant snack food do you like? Your popcorn, if you're just snacking at home.
Fries.
All right.
A staple.
Okay. Let's talk about fries, because there's all different types of fries here. We got restaurant fries. Yeah, we got restaurant fries. We got fast food fries. Like, you got home fries. There's a lot of different types of fries we could be throwing out here. So.
Oh, my.
I know. And, like, you can put more than one. Like, for me, I'll just share. Everybody knows. This is, like, a drinking game at this point. My favorite fries are McDonald's. Like, it's, like, goated. It's finished. It's done. I think they make the best French fries. That being said, that's best French fries in a fast food.
Fast food, yeah.
Like, I've had some fries at, like, restaurants, or some people have cooked fries at home for me where I'm like, this is better. So, what kind of fries are we talking about here?
Any style waffle fry. That's my go-to.
Was not ready for that. A waffle fry?
Yeah.
Why a waffle fry?
I mean, if you
have I love the answer, by the way.
If you have a sauce... You go in, and it gets, like, the perfect amount, but then it just, like, does not overwhelm you.
So the waffle fry for the dipping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never thought about that. That's smart. But you also need, like, a good container.
Mm-hmm. To get it in.
I could never, like, you are the first person who has ever, like, properly, or to me anyways, convinced me why a waffle fry is a good idea. Like, because before I'm looking at it, like, what are we doing here?
But it is.
Yeah.
You also get an overall crunchier fry.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to try some waffle fries. Put it on the to-do list. We need to go buy some. Who makes waffle fries? Like, a restaurant?
Do you know? Because you're the waffle fry person.
Yeah.
Mary Brown's used to have them, but now when you go and order, there's none there. So that was my go-to, but...
Mary Brown's, come on. Like, there should be a restaurant that does this. Like, we're going to...
We'll figure this out.
But even if you just buy it out of the bag, like McCain's still must do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Okay. So back to school where we are right now. You're in grade 12. You're about to graduate.
Yep.
Do you have any plans? Do you know what you're like? I hate asking it, but hey.
University of Greenwich over in the UK.
I am so glad I asked. What?
Yeah.
What? Why? How? Like?
My program.
Yeah.
Only is in like Ontario and Nova Scotia.
Okay.
And there's one in BC, but I don't really want to go all the way to Ontario. But then it's like going all the way to the UK. At least I'll be somewhere cooler and different. Like, experience it more, that has my program. Maybe.
Okay, what program is this?
Forensic science.
Wild. Okay, so we'll get back to that topic in a second. Do you know anybody in England?
No.
There's no family, there's no nothing.
No.
You're just moving to a different country to go to school.
Yeah.
Wild. You are so exciting and brave. That's brave to do that.
It's scary,
yeah,
but I know it's gonna be worth it.
Totally. The experiences you're gonna have, the stories. Do you journal?
Sometimes, if it's worth it.
Yeah, you should. You're gonna have like a story to tell,
or blog it,
Like, you need to document that stuff. That's wild. Not a lot of people do that.
No,
and especially like you're from Fort McMurray, like, we're at the top of the world, middle of nowhere, you know what I mean? Like, there's not too many people in this community that have been like, you know what? I'm going to go to university, like,
all the way over.
Yeah. So how, like, you obviously have picked a study that, or a course, a subject, thank you, that you are passionate about. That's what narrowed down the locations for you. But, like, that school in particular, like, are they known for, like, that field of study?
They're rated one of the best for, like, just student life.
Yeah.
So, and they have my program, so that's kind of how it narrowed down.
Right.
But, like, over there, they have, like, really good technology for that program. Yeah.
And that study, like, it's transferable back to North America?
Yeah. If it's done under, like, the Chartered Forensic Science Society or something,
yeah,
it can come right back here and you can get a job.
Oh, cool. So, how did you figure out about forensic science? I don't even like to say the word, it's so big. I think I'm going to stutter on that one.
I mean, I was always set on, like, the medical field, but then I was like, I kind of really want the more high, like, in, like, doing chemistry and stuff about it.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know where it really came from, but I was like, oh, this has, like, problem solving with, like, solving cases and everything, and it also has the science aspect, so this fits together.
Okay, do you watch any shows on this? Like, there's tons of, like, Bones was based on this.
Or Forensic Files?
Or, like, I've never seen that show, but okay.
Forensic Files?
No. Seems like an obvious, like,
have you seen Forensic?
Is that the one that's on, like,
like Discovery, like,
yeah,
the murder
show? That one?
Yeah.
I watched that when I was younger, and that's what...
That's what got you?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, TV does influence, and sometimes for the good. Yeah, wild.
It didn't influence you the other way.
That's right, yeah. to be a murderer.
Yeah.
I hope not, no.
Wild. So do you watch, like, television programs on this currently? Like, how do you stay to date or, like, find out, like, this is still, like, a passion for me?
There's, like, different shows you can watch, but right now it's more so, like, documentaries into, like, anything. Like,
yeah.
The most recent one I did was on the anthrax attacks. I watched that and, like, got really into it and, like, how they found out that who it was.
That's so cool. So in your free time, like, that's kind of the... Oh, he's tapping his watch. Man, we're out of time. I have so many good questions. Okay, anyways, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
My shout-outs to Miss Warner and Miss Violande, who help run, like, a whole lot of us and keep us in check, which are, like, they become best friends to us, and they're the best people ever.
That's such a nice shout-out. For McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout-out to our title sponsor, Norell Toyota. Do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss. talk about quenching your ugly thirst.